My New Year resolution is every day is New Year's. It means I got to have a New Year's resolution every day. Right. That's what you got to do. So how do we do that? Well, one thing is I know about doing stuff every day is you got to lower the bar.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
We're stuck in a society where, you know, once a year reminder to be grateful is deemed to be enough. Once a week showing of your faith is deemed to be enough. Once a week starting anew is deemed to be enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. I was taught a quote from Einstein today that just struck me so hard when he said the eighth wonder of the world is compound. How things compound. What compounds things is consistency. There is a direct correlation of how the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious continuum works with consistency. And I'm going to repeat it because all of you, including me, don't effectuate the way we should. It's that the five senses that we have, the way we see, smell, hear, taste, and touch, they're inaccurate senses, by the way. They're not accurate, but they are what they are combined with your perspective, which comes from 50% of the 10,000 new thoughts inputs that you have every day come from either the five senses, which are inaccurate, or something even more inaccurate, which is your memory. Sure. That's how we perceive things. That's what's giving feed into your cellular memory. Which, by the way, the cellular memory itself, the memory that exists in your own cells, is one of the dumbest memories ever, because if you're lucky, it lasts from the time you open your eyes till the time you close it. And very rarely will it remember what the day before had in store for it, unless what? You repeat it again. You teach it the same lesson through the five senses and the 50% of your, the other 50% from the memory, both which are inaccurate in themselves. Just knowing that, if you want to have what you want to have, then you should realize, I better be doing stuff every day. Consistently. And understand the power in the zeroing effect of not doing it. You know, dieting is my classic example of how consistency works, because I see it all the time and billions of dollars are made from it. It's like you diet consistently 28 days of the month and you get on the scale and you wonder why it's the same. Because you zeroed yourself out. But if you listen to Einstein, what the eighth wonder of the world is, it's compound. And compound comes from consistency. And if you get the compound, there's a big difference between 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times 6 times 7 times 8 times 0 times 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times 7 times 8 times 0, right, in a month, because you're going to end up where? In the goose egg, compared to 1 times 2 times 3 all the way times 31. And then you wonder, oh, I see, that's how Jeff Bezos made $100 billion and I'm still trying to make my first 100 grand. What does it take to be consistent, though? That's the next question, because I haven't been teaching that. I've been teaching the importance of consistency to know your values. What are the four values?
Gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effectiveness.
Correct. And then I teach a second thing, Jake, which is, what can I do to help you? How can I provide value to you? And do you know anyone that can help me? And then the third one is?
Student of your calendar.
You got to understand time. You got to understand how you're efficient, effective, and statistically successful consistently with time. Because if you're going to make, in this pragmatic world, money, which is the currency of this vibration, you got to understand how to be more productive than other people and accessible than other people. I tell everybody, the reason that I am deemed successful in this society at this vibration is because I beat you with time. I made $1 million out of law school, 9 months out of law school, over all those smart people that did better than me, and all those brilliant, not to downplay on Tulane, because I go there over Harvard still, but I didn't get into Harvard, and I didn't get into Stanford, but there was very few people above me on that list after 9 months of how much money they made. I beat them with time. I did. I beat them every day, 16 hours, 7 days a week, times focusing on being more efficient, 32 hours. Right then, I was more statistically successful because I practiced every day. I didn't miss a day. The mind, body, and soul, they all work together, but they don't work if you don't input it into that dumb memory with the inaccurate memory, with the inaccurate senses. But you start doing it every day, and guess where it goes? It goes from there anywhere from 21 days and up, the minimum's 21 days in a row, that you can now create a neural pathway in your brain. And that's dependent upon your own unconscious competency, your own quantum memory that's been passed down from four generations minimum. I believe it's lifetimes. But even if you believe what the scientists say, grandparents, parents, great-grandparents, grandparents, parents to you, you got to deal with that. And so there's some things that you have to do every single day, and it's going to take a lot longer than 21 days if it's an addiction that's been in your family or in your lifetimes. Or if it's a behavioral construct that's part of your DNA, your chromosomes, your epigenetic layer of your DNA. Don't expect it to change in 21 days. Don't think it's a risk. Oh, I'm done 21 days. I quit smoking. 6 months later, you're going to try to smoke. Watch what happens. Your quantum memory will pick that up like that, because your quantum memory is significantly smarter than your cellular memory and is way more powerful because it comes from so many generations. Consistency, though. The eighth wonder of the world is the compounding of things that only is created through consistency. But yet, every New Year's, I can give you all the assignment. Write down what we can manifest. Create that vision board. Write one thing. Do one thing. What's that New Year's resolution? Tell it to me. When's the last time you looked at it? January 2nd, if that. But I teach thankfulness, right? I tell you, you want to change your life. You want a habit to be consistent with? Say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. Your life will change, I promise you. Amen. Gotta do it every day. Took me 9 months. I was on stages around the world, people saying, amen, man, I believe that. I've been around the world thought leaders. Dr. Beckwith, he agrees with me. Bob Proctor agrees with me. Jack Canfield agrees with me. Unbelievable geniuses agree with me that gratitude is the easiest way to change your life, the cheapest way to change your life. And I'm on stages telling people, you can do this, you can do this. Meanwhile, it took me 9 months to do it every day for a month. I could not get a whole month in remembering to say why. Because my senses are stupid and my memory's worse. I used to think it was my ego getting in the way, that I was afraid of truly having faith. And gratitude wasn't. It's not. I have full faith. There's nothing about gratitude that I don't believe in. Right? There's other things I may not do because of faith, but gratitude I have full faith in. I know it is a light, it is the highest, it's a truth. It's a higher vibrating thing. The truth vibrates the fastest, and gratitude's the truth. It is the perspective that you want. If you can look onto everything with gratitude, everything's great. You gotta find the light in it. But even knowing that, I'm like, why is it that I forget to say? It's simple, it's just physical. It's my five senses are stupid and my memory's even worse. And that's what determines what input I'm taking into my brain. And the weird thing is, not only is it dictating what the 40,000 of the same thoughts I'm going to have in my subconscious are, the ones that really generate some speed and some better intermediate memory while I'm sleeping, while I'm dreaming, all the good stuff that happens in the imagination of the flow, being connected to the most powerful source of energy and light, clearing that connection from any of the ego's bad things that need to be right, offended, separate, fearful, anxious, all those different things that the ego does to us. But yet, how do I enforce those 40,000 things? Once again, I got to rely on stupidness. My cellular memory and my physical memory, one worse than the other, only lasting a day. So how can I make sure I'm accessing those 40,000 of the good stuff every day? So why? It sends a frequency to my DNA. I can stop the chain. My dad was a compulsive gambler. I don't want to be one. Nothing's gonna change it except for my consistent behavior of 21 days or more, depending on how ingrained it is in my coding, into my DNA. How ingrained is it? That is why New Year's in this training is so important to me, because what I want you to have as your New Year's resolution is you're gonna treat every day like New Year's. It's that simple. New Year's Day, it's so easy to do that thing that we want. My New Year's resolution, I bet you in the 90-some percentile, people are effectuating their New Year's resolution on January 1st. Dieting, exercising, saying thank you, whatever it is, be checking the list, the vision board, the list goes on and on. Why not make your New Year's resolution every day's New Year's? eighth wonder of the world is the compounding of things, which is created by consistency, because we have stupid senses and stupid memory. And we want to create a continuum so that we're consistently doing something. So how do we do that, right? I'm not one, I've learned through teaching, that just tell you what to do. I got to show you and teach you how to do it. So now I said to myself, okay, my New Year resolution is every day is New Year's. It means I got to have a New Year's resolution every day. Right. That's what you got to do. So how do we do that? Well, one thing is I know about doing stuff every day is you got to lower the bar. Right? Because once again, the stupid senses and the memory start putting big things in front of it. Mm-hmm. Right? If I want to go to Maine at night, all I know is I'm going to look 3 feet in front of me. Right. And I'm going to get there. Right. I can get from San Diego to Maine in the middle of every night just looking 3 feet in front of me. I'll get there. Right. So you got to lower the bar. Pick one thing for your New Year's resolution that you're going to have a New Year's resolution every single day and give it a minimum of a minute. If a minute is too much for you, then give it a minimum of a second. And I'll tell you what it should be. If you got a minimum of a second, make it being thankful, because it takes 0.1 seconds to say thank you. Just say it.
Thank you.
Yeah, every day. It took me 4 years to read The Course in Miracles every day. Every day. I always miss one. I start over. And I said, 200, you know, what's it called? The perim? When you, one times two times three from four, this is what I named my Harvard brother. Permeation?
Permutation.
Permutation of 256 times zero. That's where I was that third year. Start over, still zero. You don't know how that compounding is necessary, because you don't fully know, if you believe like I do in multiple lifetimes, how strong that quantum memory is, my DNA, what it holds in there to break the chain. I say that every day is a new lifetime. Why is that important? So if you have gratitude in your mind every single day, the next step in making everything a New Year's is just forgiveness. You cannot start fresh if you're still literally stumbling on the roadblocks behind you, holding on to baggage, reinforcing the quantum memory of stuff that you did wrong in your mind. They're just lessons. Once again, gratitude will overcome that with forgiveness, because you say, oh, man, I'm so thankful that I've learned that lesson. I've grown. I've expanded. The body itself, 99.9% air. I know it looks like a physical mass, but it's more black matter than anything. Why? Because we're expanding. The universe is 99.9% black matter. That's literally, though, we're expanding. Expanding. Think about what we're saying. Can you this year make every day a new year? 1 second. That's all I'm asking. 1 second. Can you do that? I would venture to say the saddest part about this lesson is the same thing I've learned about how the dumb senses, the five dumb senses and the dumber memory work, that by tonight, half of us here, who I love, each and every one of you, half of us here won't do it. By tomorrow morning, another half won't say it. Within 3 days, all of us won't say it. I try to be as impactful, encouraging, inspirational as I can. I have dedicated my life to being of service and providing value by making as much money as I can to allow it to come through me with appreciation to others, to help others and have fun myself doing it. Because there's no better way. Depression does not exist in inspiration and pursuit. Doesn't exist in giving either, which was our last training. So how are we going to do it? How are we going to compound our lives with what we want? Anybody have any ideas? What can we do? I don't have the answer, because I'm still adding things to my list. There's a few things in my life that I do every day. Right? I have a minimum of an hour a day to my health. I don't miss it. 30 minutes with my wife, 30 minutes with my 9-year-old, 2 minutes with my teenage daughters, 1 minute with my mom. I got that down. I am a student in my calendar. I have my values every day. Not just gratitude, I say every day. Forgiveness, accountability. What did I do to attract this to myself? What am I supposed to learn? And inspiration. I'm constantly trying to get back to center, knowing that I am connected to the most powerful source of energy, light, and inspiration ever. And I'm causing a corrosion or an interference to that light. So I want to raise my awareness every day to what do I do to create that interference. Do it now. Taking time. When you do things now, you take time out of the equation. If you can't do it now, prioritize it by what's important and put it into a folder or repository somewhere you can make a habit to go back to it. And practice ending fear. So those are the things that I do. My values, ask and attract, right? What can I do for you? How to be of service? So student in my calendar, looking at the white space in my calendar, in person, on the phone, via email and social media. How can I be productive, accessible within the calendar? Statistically successful, efficient. How can I do all that? All that's in my habit machine now. And it started with one thing. Saying thank you. Here I am 11 years later. You would think in 11 years, someone that's that focused, writing books about this stuff, etc., would have a longer list of stuff I could do every day. That's it. And I am fighting still to not forget to do it every day. Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.